much to drink tonight, but I wonder if they'll miss me once they drive me out. I wake up in the middle of the night, and I can feel time moving. How can a person know everything at 18 but nothing at 22? And will you still want me? Will you still?
today is songs you should listen to if you're refusing to listen to Taylor Swift this week. because I'm like the worst, and I decided that like I don't want to be like everyone else and listen to Taylor Swift. Because I also never had a Taylor Swift phase as a kid. Like, I would listen to Taylor Swift, like the big hits and stuff, but I never really had my Taylor Swift moment. Never was Taylor Swift for Halloween. Taylor Swift never spoke to me when I was little. So I'm going to keep that going and continue to not listen to Taylor Swift. So here are songs for you to feel things if you feel like Taylor Swift doesn't speak to you. Or you're just being annoying and like you want to hate everyone and be annoying to everyone. So that was Modern Woman, and that song should make you feel things. And I mean, I don't know, it makes me like feel things, I guess. I was talking to a friend the other day, and I'm like was talking about how I'm like not great at expressing my feelings through words. And so this is my way of expressing all the things that I've been feeling for this past week through music. That's so sweet, isn't it? So this next one is from Kate Bollinger, someone whom I love. It's called Yard/Gardens. It's new. It was on my release radar, so I assume that means it came out this week. So fresh off the press, it is Yard/Gardens by Kate Bollinger. Enjoy.
Please don't.
Hey guys, I'm back. I was informed that last time there was like a full minute of silence, which is so cool. Hopefully you can hear me this time. Hopefully you can hear the nice little squeaky noises, all the chairs and stuff moving too. So that was Casey Johansing, I Try. My friend, my dear friend Margot, introduced me to that song this summer, or just like this fall, I think. And I have been in love with this woman ever since. I basically just listen to soft-spoken women, indie women sing now. So that's basically my taste. Yeah, Tennis, Casey Johansing, Molly Birch, who I'm about to play next, Alice Phoebe Lou, all of those. It all started with Phoebe Bridgers, who we're not going to talk about today because she is on the new T-Swift album. Also, if I was silent for the period when I was talking about the theme is really important today, and the theme is songs that you should listen to if you're not participating in the Taylor Swift listening party that's happening with everyone. Seems like everyone is listening to Taylor Swift, and it's making me feel a little isolated. So this is all the songs that I am suggesting that you listen to if you're like, I don't think Taylor Swift speaks to me. Which is how I feel. and these are songs that will help you feel things if you still want to feel things by listening to music. So this next one is such a good example of that. It's Molly Birch. I also saw Molly Birch this week because Molly Birch opened for Tennis, which I saw at the Royale this week, which I won't stop talking about because live music is so fun. Anyway, Molly Birch was so awesome, was wearing like this really cool silk green like organza dress, just was looking so awesome. Her bangs are like my goals for my hair, so stay tuned for that. My bangs will be slowly approaching Molly Birch territory so soon. But this one is called Back in Time, and this is the one that she finished the show with, and there's just like this beautiful part at the end where the chord progression goes like more times than you think it would go, and you're sitting there in the end just like basking in all the beauty that is Molly Birch, and her album Romantic Images, which came out this year, and it's just beautiful. And why would you ever need Taylor Swift to feel anything? Why? You don't. You need, all you need is Molly Birch, Kate Bollinger, Casey Johansing, and Tennis, and all the other people that I'm going to play today. So this is Back in Time by Molly Birch.
I'm de réessayer. Flashback à l'école, on m'appelait Hubert Flippy près d'acier.
Prends-moi une chance, je veux rien espérer. Arrache une tranche pour fuir me pêcher. Canal Saint-Martin, Paris, je veux t'humilier tes dépris. J'espère que tu sais que ça peut finir si t'en as envie.
Pas besoin de comprendre pour qu'on s'entende. On reconnaît la musique. Même si les feuilles changent, c'est temps.
Guys, I'm back. That was Octembre by Hubert Lenoir. I try my best, guys, with these pronunciations. I in the past I've struggled as well, so at least no one was there to witness it in person and humiliate me further for that. Anyway, so that song is one that I found earlier this week. I've been listening to a lot of Montreal-based artists because I saw Tops last week in person, and which I also won't stop talking about. And Tops is pretty prominent Montreal band, and they're part of like this record. Wow, I'm hearing some things in the background, which is so interesting. Maybe that's just some radio interference. It's cool. Anyway, Tops is part of Arbutus Records. Which is a pretty prominent record something in... Wow, this is so weird. I'm hearing, like other radio things. That's so strange. Anyway, I was going somewhere with that, but I'm deciding not to anymore. But I've been listening to a lot of Montreal-based artists, basically because I want to escape Medford. and I hope that... if you also feel like you want to escape Medford, you won't turn to Taylor Swift, and you might turn to Montreal instead, because that's the theme of the show. So I'm hitting you at every angle. Taylor Swift is appealing to so many different people because Taylor Swift talks about love, she talks about growing up, and so many different things that hit people really deep. And I'm suggesting to you so many other artists that can hit you deeper. Or that can offer alternatives to you, as opposed to what you would get from Taylor Swift. Not because I'm a hater, and not because I'm being annoying, which I am, but just because there are so many other people to listen to, and let's not all listen to Taylor Swift and Phoebe Bridgers, which is really sad that there's a song that I'm not letting myself listen to. I actually did listen to it earlier today because the show before me, they played it. And I was like, dang, this is really good. but I won't be listening to it. That's not true. I will be listening to it later, probably. And I might actually cry to it. Anyway, it's about halfway through the show, a little over. So it's time for me to read a PSA. This one is called Somerville Cares About Prevention PSA. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you're part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember that it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000, as well as up to a year in jail. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online at Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/scap. S-C-A-P. I don't know why I decided to read that as a word. That's so awesome. And everyone should provide snacks at parties. That sounds like such a great idea. Thanks, Somerville Scap. Anyway, I'm going to keep us going with this one from Feist. You might know Feist from the well-known song that Feist has that I actually am forgetting the name of. But this song I really like, and I didn't know about it until this year. And so basically, this is another soft-spoken indie woman that I'm going to force you to listen to instead of Taylor Swift. There's really no point to me hating Taylor Swift. We don't need to unpack this in this hour because I feel like there's a lot here to unpack. Actually, there's probably not. It's probably just that I, you know, want something to be mad about my childhood, and there's, like, nothing to be mad about. Anyway, this one is called One Evening by Feist, and I'm just gonna let it play. I think I don't know, I really just, it has, like, sort of, like, the sound of, like, music that's coming out now, and it came out in 2004. Which I think is really cool. So, enjoy.
The evening was long, my guesses were true. You saw me see you. That's something you said, the timing was right, the pleasure was mine. The time and the place, the look on your face, sincerest of eyes. If you're ready or not, the state of our hearts, there's no time to take. When we started, both broken.
You could begin. too long to make decisions I contest. So I don't. It's a mess up there. So I don't let anyone too close or anyone too good looking nowhere near me after midnight. Because it always gets too desirable. And then I regret it.
Find the trace. It's enough for me. such a long, long time without you. Chasing satisfactions, a lonely thing, but so she tells me.
Thank you.
Hello, guys. I'm back. I know it's been a while. I frankly ran out of things to say. That's not actually true. I was sitting here and my friend, Finn, uses these really powerful cough drops, and we still have to wear a mask in the studio. And if I just learned this actually, but if you use a super powerful like menthol cough drop and it's like in your mouth and you're wearing a mask, it like just sort of stews in your face. So I've been sitting here being like, whoa, just stewing in cough drop air. So that just really took me a minute to like come up with something to say, because I was just sort of stewing. Anyway, that was Kinky Love by Pale Saints. Came out in 1991 off their album Flesh Balloon. I guess that's an EP. It's listed as an EP. Interesting. Anyway, don't have much to say about that song, frankly. But I do have a lot to say about Perfume Genius, because I really like that song, Without You. I'm surprised that I haven't played it on the radio. And before that, I played Replaceable Heads by Soko. Soko, I feel like, has such a good snow sound. And it feels like it's about to snow, just because it's getting cold enough to almost snow. It's like not quite there yet. I think we're at like 40s at night, but at night it's like, it makes me feel super cold, and I just would rather have it being snowing instead of just being cold. And it was raining yesterday, and that was so gross, just being cold and wet. So yeah, I was trying to beckon in the snow. Which is such a, like, I'm just cursed, like, that's so cursed that I'm doing that. Because I usually, by the end of the year, I'm like, this sucks. Last year it was snowing in April. I remember thinking to myself that I'm being so bitter about it. And that brings me to my next point, which is that maybe I should stop being so bitter. And maybe I should just let people enjoy Taylor Swift. Which is one thing, but I could also just, I'm not necessarily saying don't listen to Taylor Swift. I'm saying that here are a set of artists that have things to say and perspectives that are not Taylor Swift's perspective. And they're mostly just soft-spoken indie women that I'm telling you to listen to. You might have to sort of like, listen really hard, because sometimes they whisper. They do a lot of that, these indie women, but they have a lot of things to say, and sometimes those things are pretty beautiful. And so this next one is one from Alice Phoebe Liu, who I think is such a great example of that. She does a lot of just like the soft-spoken, just so beautiful, so beautiful. This one is called Lovesick. It's off her album Glow, which came out in 2020. I just love the cover of this album, too. It's like person in water, but it's black and white, so you can't really tell what it is. Anyway, yes. Not being bitter, not telling you not to listen to Taylor Swift, just telling you, here's Alice Phoebe Liu instead. like the great person that I am. Anyway, this is the last song of the day, so I'm going to wrap it up. This has been so fun. Being here alone in the studio again. I will have a guest next week. I'm going to keep it a surprise. Anyway, this is Jill Yum with Bean Tunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Mudford Tufts Freeform Radio. I really hope you guys come back and tune in next week, same time, same place, 2 to 3 p.m. Hopefully all of my antics haven't made you say, I'm never listening to the show again. but I hope you enjoy this next song from Alice Phoebe Liu, and maybe you'll consider listening to it instead when you feel lovesick, instead of listening to Taylor Swift's song that might be about being lovesick. So enjoy.
Loving you, even if I have to hold this love alone until. passes through.
Just works so right, like you could never hold me tight, tight enough.